Dear listeners, welcome to my essay, to my try to make a little, hopefully not too long, presentation of the main characters, of the main motives, themes of in Mozart's Sonata number 3, Kirchhoffverzeichnis 281, in B major. First movement. Now, before I present the characters and a little bit their developments, what is so interesting always in classical music, no? I want to apologize for my version in Desafinado, how Stan Getz and João Gilberto would have called it. My piano is not too tuned at the moment. But for this purpose, I hope it will be enoughly tuned. It's, in my opinion, much more often the art to listen than technical perfection. At least what lacks with us as public, as audience. Now, audience also likes to say quickly, and the professionals also, well, the early sonatas by Mozart, also by Beethoven and others, that's not so, how can I say, such a great music, like then later the great known works. I think differently about that. And perhaps we will experience that a little bit now together also. I think those sonatas are masterpieces as the late sonatas too, or nearly as the late sonatas by Mozart too. Now the sonata form, to get more concrete, finally, the sonata main form of the first movement, of the main movement, Sonatenhauptsatzform, as it is known also, has as a middle part the so-called Durchführung, no? The most dramatic part, where all main characters have been presented, main themes on our musical stage, and now develop more dramatically, more directly, have more direct dialogues with each other, and so on. And this Durchführung now here, to get totally concrete, has, for example, something where one can ask oneself, what is that? From where do I know this already? Somehow it sounds familiar to me. Now, if we go to the beginning, to the nearly very beginning, we have the following. This is the descendant. This is the first appearance of one of the main characters in this movement. And it is varied immediately. The origin, or, and now, softer the second time, closing, and as you like to give an image to it, no? And now what happens, how can I say, aren't we much farther away from the origin here then, in the middle of the Durchführung? So this is, let's say, character number one, and it's still developed. For example, here, at the end of the Durchführung. Or, and again. And now going on with something different. Wonderful, genial to me. This freedom of varying the same, of doing the same but differently, in a different way. The same but something else. This is, to me, part of the genial qualities of classical music. Yeah, and dear listeners, let me give you a recommendation, at least to those of you who nearly or completely don't know this work, never have heard perhaps this masterpiece by Mozart until this moment. If you hear the presentation of the motifs and aspects of their development, this is perhaps one step too early. I would recommend to listen first, once or twice at least, or once at least, to the work itself, to listen to the normal recording. And then I think this already, what we are doing here, can be very interesting. After the second, third time of having heard the whole movement, perhaps more interesting still. And to those who are familiar to this movement, this already now, I suppose, can be very interesting. And this I recommend always. First, hearing the whole composition, the whole movement about I'm talking and presenting single aspects, and then going deeper with this presentation, hopefully. And after having heard this presentation, I would recommend to listen again, if possible immediately, to the movement, so that one can then finally only, I think, really experience more deeply what one has heard before of the presentation, of course, more superficially. Yeah, thank you. Let's go on with the main character, or character number two. Of course, one could find images, expressions for all these characters. They are contrasting to each other. But it's sometimes also too dangerous to vocabularize. Don't know if this is right, this word in English. Too much. An art that is independent, at least this one here, this sonata, from human words, from human normal language, vocal language. Now, character number two, this one here. Also, at the very beginning, let's begin perhaps in the third bar. This is developed, of course, also the 30 seconds, as it is called in German at least, and through the whole sonata. I think I don't need to play now too many examples. I hope that who is interested in that will listen to, or has listened already to, my recording or to a different recording of this work. But what I find very interesting as one of the many developments and variations of this motif, of this da-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, besides of some bars later, or now the staccato version and not legato. But what I find especially interesting is, again, in the Durchführung, what does Mozart out of making out of the origin of this main theme character number two. Here it is, listen to that. After number one, as we know it already a little bit. And so on and so on. Excuse me for the little mistake, the right hand. So the whole thing more bigger, more dramatic. Even or listen to this variation a little bit later. Now it's coming. Again, these fast 30 seconds, but again, totally different. Yeah, let's go on with the next main motif in our acoustical, our musical stage, on our stage. What is this, one could ask oneself, listening to the work, this wonderful piece. That. What is he doing so much with that? He's beginning already one bar before with that. Until character number one, motif number one, has this special version here. In upbeat form. Doesn't this sound familiar again also to us? And if one is looking for it, yes. In the first part, Exposition called in German, special terms for classical music. Perhaps it's the same expression in English, exposition. You have shortly after this now this. Isn't this the same as that? Form of inversion. The origin going down and one of the variations going up. And this after that, excuse me, and the bar before, both are exactly the same. And again after. Exactly the same. And this is very relative to the origin, because the origin, if we listen exactly, it's a simple chord, a classical chord, broken, as it is called in German. Arpeggio, one could say also, no? With a little bit decoration. A mini trill. Praller, Mozart would have said to this, but outwritten praller. Now, an arpeggio, down and up. So simple and so vivid. And this, we could say perhaps the combination. Also, arpeggio, down. But combined with the Pralle. So a little bit of both. And of this main character number three has, in a manner, both features. And then he varies again at the end. Going on differently. Yes, I think I shouldn't comment too much. My admiration, it should speak for itself. The genius of Mozart. But one thing in this passage where we are in the middle of the Durchführung, or simply or nearly already at the end, is also interesting. How is this passage beginning? Like that. And so on. What is that? Also, this is familiar to us. This. An upbeat with the downbeat note, 16th to 8th. And if we look, don't we know that? Yes, we know that already in the early exposition, or nearly early exposition, in the beginning of the piece. And immediately again, the upbeat to bar 15 begins before, like that. And so on. The left hand has it. The second voice, let's say. Closing again, like in the beginning, the other main character, varied immediately. And with this, he apparently likes to play also Mozart. For example, at the end of this part of the exposition, now with a little bit repetition, again, 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 and going differently on now, finally. And param, param, param comes here in the Durchführung very intensively. Again, again, and again in dialogue between left and right hand. How does it sound again? The end of the Durchführung, some bars later, when we had this, you remember perhaps? Sorry. The left hand again quotes it. Yes, I think. Wait a moment. Yeah. It goes. Works. I think we have nearly got to know now important characters. The most important characters, perhaps, or part of the most important characters. It also is meant, what we do here, as an example of how to listen to this music, of for the art of listening to musical masterpieces. Also interesting to me is a motive that sounds that is not introducing but extraducing the Durchführung into the reprise. And so on. This seems to be interesting for Mozart also very often. And when we search for it, we discover where we heard this the first time, more or less, I think. Here. And so on. That's the first passage, apparently. That will be bar 15 for those who want to follow exactly. And so in the beginning, in the clear beginning, and, well, those thirds or relieved seconds. Yes, with those he plays also. For perhaps the next time here already. Perhaps let's listen to that a little bit before. And when it went again up here in the origin, here, then it goes in the next variation, not up but down. Or what else does he do with that? Let's go to the next character. Or perhaps the last character I want to present. I'm not, I must admit, trying to be honest. Totally, I'm not totally sure if this is meant like that, but it seems to me like that. We have also in this passage of first variation of character 5, a different character to my opinion. Isn't this also familiar to us already? Two times the same, but different, of course. Classical music. In German, one would call this a long upbeat. And again. Bars again, the same. Excuse me, 2 bars later. We have something that could be the origin of that here. From the nearly very beginning, and so on, repeated. Now, and again, 2 bars later, and again. How does this sound completely? Yeah, perhaps I'm wrong here, but who knows? Thank you for listening and enjoy this movement. Yeah, dear friends, forgive me. One, two thoughts to add still. Of course, I think everybody knows or everybody hears more clearly than in those cases I wanted to focus right before now with you together, that there are main, official main themes. Perhaps this is the only point where an early sonata is a little bit different to a late sonata by Mozart. But also in late sonatas he works sometimes surprisingly different with the main themes compared to Haydn or Beethoven. We have, of course, the first main theme at the beginning. These triolen, as it is called in German already, at least in the technical term. Of course, he develops the first triole already. That is clear. And the next passage, a bigger variation already of this. In staccato, and not anymore melodical, but more in chords, broken chord form. This is clear, of course, that he also works with that. So I was wrong before when I said the perhaps most important characters. This character, for example, is of course one of the most important. Or the second theme. Immediately with variations and developments following. And this is also, of course, a variation of the second theme. Doubtless. Yeah. But I think these aspects are perhaps a lot easier audible. Okay, thank you.